Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Author Sarah Mirza's Lord Santa's Review is a fantasy book that introduces well-loved characters like Santa and the light warrior known as Ash. Ash possesses spirituality and insight, but doesn't realize how much her worth means to the world. Tasked with projecting the world's endless journeys and magic await, alternate realities and other dimensions, it will make everyone embrace the joy and freedom that is brought to us by the power of our imagination. Sarah Mirza lives in Yorkshire, England, where she was born. After traveling, living abroad, she returned to her roots in Sheffield. Having experienced an intense awakening in the 1990s, she studied, experienced, practiced, and read much about spiritual and religious philosophies, ancient and modern. But it is always the human behavior and the actions of heart and mind that have fascinated her. Her own journey is continuous as she tries to understand how humans tick, whether this is in politics, spiritual practice, attitudes to the earth environment, or the high levels of connection and communication. Sarah Mirza, author of Lord Santa's Review, joins us from the UK via Skype on This Week in America. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
I'm looking forward to talking about the book, Lord Santa's Review, and there's so much interesting in your background that I would like to talk about. And I touched on your background briefly there. Tell us a little bit, something about yourself and your background and how you got to the point of writing this book.
Well, as you said, I live in Yorkshire, so I am a Yorkshire lass, and I was born in Sheffield, where I've come back to. And my family was pretty good. I'm one of five siblings, and we grew up in Harrogate. I was supposed you might call this middle class. And I was very sporty, very athletic, loved the outdoors, I still do. And I went to school. I first of all went to PE college to learn how to teach PE and drama. And then I decided that I wanted to be a police officer. So I went into the police service in the Metropolitan Police. And when I came out, I was a manager for victim support, which was helping victims of crime. And so I've studied a lot about psychology and emotions and all sorts of different aspects of human life, really, and seen it at the rough end as well as the good. And I've always been in public service, so I took a break for a while, did a bit of travelling, went to Pakistan with my husband, who was Pakistani-British, and then I came back, and I now work for the NHS, the National Health Service in Sheffield. So it's all about public service, but it's also, excuse me, about my own sort of journey of learning about, like you said, about the human condition and psychology, etc.
Well, it's interesting. It's sort of like you absorbed everything from all of these different experiences in your life that all is shaped you as a writer. The book is Lord Santa's Review. What was the inspiration for this book? Where did this idea come from?
Well, do you know what? I love Santa. I mean, that's the starting point, you know. and I think it's still a topic that people, you know, sort of talk about all the time. It comes around every year. But so many films are made about Santa, all the different aspects of it and things. So I just kind of love the whole idea of it, the fact that that there's goodness and goodwill. But then I started thinking, well, what does he do between Christmases? What happens in the middle of the year?
Yes.
Where does he go? What happens? and so that was a spark, really. And I was, as you say, I was already sort of reading. I've read a lot of spiritual books, religions, theologies, and so on, that sort of thing. And I had these characters in my head, and I just thought, how is that going to come together? And of course, the Light Warrior Order was the vehicle for that. And supposing Santa was a Light Warrior himself, he's Lord Santa and part of this big sort of organization. And so really that was the spark. And so I set off on the journey. And they always say, write what you know. It's no good writing about things that you're not, you know, aware of or you don't have understanding of. And I wanted to sort of incorporate those aspects of it. You might think some characters are sort of disparate sort of areas, you know, like there's gremlins and there's angels and there's Merlin and all sorts of things. But actually, they all come together under this structure. And it just sort of took off, really. It sort of kind of wrote itself. Like, I'm sure you've spoken to a lot of authors. Once you get started, it sort of flows, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
They say that it almost writes itself and the characters evolve.
Well, it's interesting because so many people say that, and they're not quite sure who's doing the writing, because it's not sure, they're not sure it's them. All of a sudden, the story is telling itself. It's a fascinating concept for the book. The book is Lord Santa's Review. Sarah Mirza is our guest. If you're Googling, Sarah is S-A-R-A-H, Mirza, M-I-R-Z-A. Her website is authorsarahmirza.com. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places, and we'll give you that. And she's got a Facebook page, and we'll talk about that as well. And if you go to our website, you can link on to all of us. Where did you write the book, and how long ago did you write the book, and how long did it take you to write this story?
Well, it's interesting, actually, because I wrote it in 2004. And what happened was the ideas were sort of bumbling around. But I was working full time. Like I said before, I was working for Victims of Crime. And that's quite sort of zapping energy wise.
Oh, yes.
And I was with my husband. Like I said, he was originally from Pakistan, but he'd been living here for many years. And we just decided one day, that's it, let me have a gap year. I hadn't had a gap year when I was younger, so I thought, okay, 56 or 53 I was at the time, we'll take a gap year. And this allowed me the space and the opportunity to actually sit down and write and go through that whole process. And I didn't know whether I could do it or not, but while we were there, we had a little house, and my husband was talking to his relatives or talking to his friends, mainly in Punjabi. And I was sitting in the room very near Islamabad. It was Rawalpindi. And going through the process to see if I could do it. And so that was in 2004. And then I sort of left it for a bit. And one always has doubts, you know, is it any good, this, that and the other. And then I returned to it, I edited it, and I put it out, and it was accepted, so that's great.
You did such a remarkable job with this, and it's fascinating to read. You've got so many moving parts here, and you tie everything together in such a wonderful story. The book is Lord Santa's Review by Sarah Mirza, our guest from the United Kingdom via Skype on This Week in America. Video portion of the show is up on YouTube. Go to our website, click on videos, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Click on videos. The video will come up, or just Google it. Sarah, what are some of the main themes you want the readers to think about and take away from in reading Lord Santa's Review? Because you cover some very important areas here.
Well, yes, there is a lot. And I suppose I have to kind of condense it down a little bit for this particular conversation. But I think the main thing is my motive, because it's aimed at young adults, actually. And my main motive was to offer them an alternative way of looking at things, an alternative way of perhaps behaving and thinking. And so we all have to take responsibility for our actions, and we all have to understand that actions and form reactions, and there's a cause and effect. And there's a lot of stuff out there that tells people that the way to overcome is to perhaps, you know, fight and cause violence and be angry and all the rest of it. And I wanted to say, no, there are other ways of being. There's other ways of thinking. And one of the things we have to do is just take account of our own behaviors, because although there is free will, yes, we have free will, and yes, we can act on our own, but at the same time, we have to be aware of what the consequences are. So working on ourselves, standing in our own power, which is partly what the book is about, Asha's journey, viewing the world with loving kindness and compassion can then outwardly affect other people. So it gives them permission to be like that, and it also changes the environment. Excuse me. And so it changes the energy. So it's about transforming and transmuting. It's not always about destroying. So that's really sort of the crux of the thing, is giving people alternatives. Now, I'm not prescribing or preaching here in any way at all. I'm just sort of saying, have a look. Have a look at different ways of being. And look at your emotions. See how they're governing your world. Look at your ego. Look at your little self and see how that's sabotaging your way of being in your power and offering loving kindness.
And you do it in a very entertaining way. It's a great story. It moves well. You can't wait to see what's happening next, how the story is unfolding. And as you go, you're asking yourself some questions. You're relating to what you're hearing, seeing from the characters. And it gets all of us thinking as you're following along in the story. The book is like 578 pages. Let's talk about that. The length of the book and overcoming somebody that might say, boy, that's going to take me forever to read. It's not going to, but talk about the pros and cons and how you decided you were going to leave it at 578 pages.
Well, to be perfectly honest, when I started, I didn't know how long it was going to be. And I wrote it on a Word document initially, obviously. I was sort of sitting at my computer and typing away. And the story unfolded, like I said, and it evolved and the characters evolved. And then I came to a conclusion and an end. And I mean, I did edit it, as I said, originally from 2004, but there's everything in there that I wanted. And so I know it's a little bit of a sort of a gamble, maybe, that it's a big book, but hopefully all the themes and all the story is there, and it's sort of rounded and it's logical. And so, yeah, it is what it is, I'm afraid.
Well, don't be afraid, because it's a very good book. It's a story that's well told. The book is Lord Santa's Review by Sarah Mirza. The book available at Amazon, of course, her website, authorsarahmirza.com. You are linkpublishing.com. Maybe basically wherever books are sold. So much in the book. Are there particular storylines, bits in the book that you're proud of, that the most proud of? You're proud, I'm sure, of all of them, but maybe some in your mind that you thought, boy, I really nailed it with this. I really presented this well.
Yeah, well, actually, one of the parts of the book I do like is when the light warriors come back to the gym, and it's when they've done their meditation and they're learning the insights about what their next steps are. I think that's pretty good, actually. I mean, some of it's quite emotional and it gets me going. So I hope the readers will too. But the other thing is that what I attempted to do was put it in the present. And I didn't know if it was going to work or not, to be honest with you. But you're standing at Ash's shoulder. She's the main character. And you're with her. You're with her thoughts. You're with her emotions and her actions. And she's viewing out. And so it's very much in the present. It's very much here and now. This is what's going on, what's happening. And I wasn't sure how that was going to work, but I think I pulled it off, actually. And you see the story unfold. So it's sort of driven, really, by the characters and what's happening and how they're interacting and what's going on around them. So hopefully, yeah. I think I've nailed it, really.
Well, you have, and driven with characters. When you started, did you have the characters fully developed before you started, like in an outline, or did this just sort of happen as you were writing the story and characters maybe took on a different personality than traits than what you thought they were going to?
Well, they weren't fully formed, I have to say that. Yeah, definitely. I started writing and the characters emerged. And they developed as I went along. And then the interplay was great. So that's where the creativity comes in. So the conversations and the way they interact and the different things that were happening. Yeah, so absolutely. It evolved as I went along. It was sort of slightly planned. And like I said in the beginning, what I wanted was for these characters to come together under this structure. Excuse me. And to see how it would sort of develop in not a too dry a way, but sort of in an entertaining storyline way.
The book is Lourdes Santa's Review by Sarah Mirza, our guest on the program, the author, coming to us from the United Kingdom via Skype. Video is on YouTube, and you can find it by going to our website as well. What's next for you? A very talented writer. I mean, you're getting rave reviews internationally with this. What are your ambitions for the future? Will there be another book?
Well, yes. I mean, like you said, the first book was quite big. I've had some reviews that have said that some of the storyline drags a little bit because it's too descriptive. But I would say to that, that it is aimed at young adults, and I have to introduce a lot of themes and a lot of ideas and structure and get the whole Lord Warrior, the Light Warrior situation in, you know, sort of intact. So the next book is easier, I think, because people will have absorbed those themes. They'll understand the context, and it's actually sort of it can flow a bit better. So there is I am writing a second book, and there's bringing in new characters as well as the developing some of the characters in the first book.
That is good news. Any idea when that might be available?
Not at present, no, because it's in progress. Yes, I must get on with it.
Well, you've got time after we finish up tonight before bedtime to do a little work on that. And when you finish, I'd love to have a chance to talk about that as well. I mentioned where the book's available, and I'll do that here again in a second. You've got Facebook. What's the best place? Where do you recommend people find the book and find information on you?
Well, as you mentioned, the publishers is Your Link, and it's also available on Amazon. I mean, I would very much like people to have a dialogue with me. I really hope that it stimulates conversation. So I do have a Facebook page, and I also have an email, and I'd be very happy for people to contact me to sort of get the dialogue going and to talk about things and discuss. And that would be absolutely marvelous.
I would assume. Now, what's the Facebook page? How can they find Facebook?
So it's author Sarah Mirza.
Oh, okay, so everything, that's wonderful. Sometimes people have these long, confusing things, and you can't remember them. Author Sarah Mirza, which is the website as well, and I assume you've got an email address at the website, so if they go there, they can get information on the book and contact you as well, an author that wants to interaction with the readers and take advantage of that. Read the book, and you can talk directly with Sarah. Few minutes left in the program. Time has gone by so quickly. What would you like people to not just take away from reading the book, but maybe from the interview? What would you like to say to people about your story and the experiences you're portraying in that story?
Well, I hope people will find the story entertaining and interesting and exciting, you know, and sort of inspired. But I would also like them to look at the underlying themes. Like I said before, it's not prescriptive, not preaching, but certainly there are various experiences, like I mentioned in the gym, for people going through their processes and understanding themselves. And that would be great, you know, if we could have that discussion. That would be marvelous. You know, I'd really want to get a dialogue going.
I mentioned your journey is continuous. I'm always fascinated by that. I think some of us, our journey may continue, but we don't know it. We're just sort of like going through the motions for a while. Talk about that and being aware of the journey we're on. And it's such a remarkable journey that do you think we take advantage of it?
Take advantage of it? Well, we need to take advantage of it, I suppose, in the right way, don't we, really?
Yes.
I'm always, I do my own spiritual practice. I still do meditations, and I'm still aware of how my behaviors and my cognitive thinking affects other people. Like I mentioned before about, you know, cause and effect, but it's also about working collectively as well. It's also, we are interconnected. And, I mean, that sort of transpires for me in terms of nature. You know, I'm bird watch. I go out and I work. I don't know if you know in America the word allotment or not. Do you? But that's you rent a piece of land from the local council and you grow things on it. And I grow my vegetables. I have my birds come to the feeder. I have a pond with critters in it.
Very nice.
So, you know, it's a continual journey. It's continually, I'm an analyzer, actually. I look at situations, what I did, how effective I was, and I just want to be more effective.
The book is so well done, Lord Santa's Review by Sarah Mirza. That's M-I-R-Z-A. Sarah is S-A-R-A-H. The book is available Amazon at yourlinkpublishing.com, the usual places. Her website, again, authorsarahmirza.com. Facebook page as well, Author Sarah Mirza. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sarah, a pleasure having you on the program. When you finish the next book, let us know. I'd love to have a chance to talk about that as well. No pressure, but just when you get it done, let me know, and we'll chat about that as well. Thank you for joining us on the program. Love what the message in the book, Lord Santa's Review. I've often wondered, too, what Santa does for like the 11 months out of the year, and I've got a better understanding of that now, and I loved Asht as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Sarah Mirza, our guest on the program. The book is Lord Santa's Review. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.